T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
At 12:45 on Grant and Danny, about 15 minutes out, we'll go all around the NFL, the latest from the National Football League. Right now, you're telling us what you want on Sunday from the Redskins, and we're doing it with our friends Hall & Oates. 800-636-1067. Danny, show the people how this segment works, if you'd be so kind.
So, what I want Thommy to do is, once I'm warmed up here, I wasn't quite ready. I had a sip of water, eating my disgusting cottage cheese-based lunch, which is just a factory and festival of sadness. A little bit of regret, a little bit of 12 years of bad decisions, and then we go peach, strawberry, cottage cheese, all top with a little bit of cinnamon. Just a little bit of cinnamon on top.
I have some fries in here for you.
I'm going to tell you, it smells amazing.
It's a good smell because of the cinnamon.
I actually love cinnamon. I love cottage cheese. I probably don't like peaches that much. And what's the other thing?
Strawberries.
I think overall I could eat that and enjoy it.
Enjoy it's a little bit of a stretch. Jerry Seinfeld said it best. Invariably, when people come back and say, what was good about that? Cinnamon! Cinnamon takes a backseat to no babka. So I got cinnamon on top. Thommy ordered Uber
McDonald's.
Eats for lunch.
Yeah, he's got McDonald's Uber Eats. And he told me, and I don't believe this, but he told me this. He said, even though he ordered it from a car that went and picked it up and brought it to him, the fries were still hot when they got to him.
Yeah, they were so hot, they were in a separate bag.
That's insane.
Now, there are multiple bags going here. What actually happened with that?
The one bag there is for you. I split some of my small fries.
Oh, my God.
It's in the bag.
Oh, my God.
Just waiting to be picked up.
Oh, my God.
By you.
No.
Everything else has already been eaten. So that's the last of it.
I'm ready to do my what I want.
Okay.
Go ahead, Tommy. What I want is to be able to eat whatever I want. It's not fair that there are people like Craig Hoffman and Nick Ash who are permanently skinny and our boss can't get weight if you tried. And if I smell bread, I gain 7 pounds of ass and side fat. That's what I want. That's
ready.
An example of how to do it. What
I want is for the Redskins to win on the West Coast, something they don't know how to do. Make a mad dream come true. Oakland, 2013. I believe the last time the Redskins won on the West Coast.
I remember they beat San Francisco on the road in like the mid-aughts. Didn't they do that one time?
That was a good time for everyone.
Nice game there.
Wayne is in Charlotte Hall. I don't know what that means. Hello, Wayne.
Party
how are
on,
you?
Wayne.
Hey, how you doing?
Where is Charlotte Hall? What is that? Is that like a
dormitory on a campus? Maryland. Yeah, Southern Maryland by Waldorf.
Oh, there you go.
Dallas County.
Wardoff. Ah, but of course. Are you near La Plata?
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Wow. Are you, is this off of 301?
Yeah, take 301 south, and then you take 5 like you're going to Solomon's Island, and you pass right through it.
All right. Very good. I never knew about it. So let's go. Yep. Hall & Oates is ready. Let's play it. What I want
is the refs to make the correct calls, especially when it's a booth review. Stop being inconclusive and stop being a tool.
I like the tool closure there.
Well done. I like that.
Yeah, what's the point of replay?
Please, when you see a replay and a quarterback throws a ball at a guy's hand and it hits his hand and then falls on the ground, don't call it a fumble. And
I had to go with my gut, said the football coach and apparently the ref.
Kelly in Alexandria, what's up?
What's up, guys?
Hey, Kelly.
Danny, you make my heart bleed for you. Keep eating that gorgeous cottage cheese. Will
you're
please?
A sweetheart, and you're adorable, and it's miserable over here on this side of the room.
All right, let's fire it up. We have a female voice here. This is good. Let's see what we got. Our lead vocals.
What I want is a sense of urgency and some production from my O-line.
Terrific.
We're like Paramore over here. Yeah. Rock band with a lady lead singer.
Terrific.
Crushing it.
It was great. Greg in Bethesda.
Hey, guys.
How you doing, buddy?
How come you don't like cats, Greg? Here we go.
Why don't you like cats?
Why don't I like what?
No,
why don't
worry
you
about
like
it.
Cats?
Cats?
Yeah, our call screener said you didn't like cats.
Well, actually, I didn't say that, but I'm definitely allergic to cats.
Oh, that's
a great answer. They're the worst.
It's worse than Chinese water torture for me, man. You put me in a box with one, I'll bubble up.
How did that come up when you were talking to Dar before you came on the show? In like one minute of being screened.
I have no idea what you're talking about. I didn't talk anything about cats.
Dar, jump on real quick. Hold on.
Hey, Greg, you definitely said you hated cats, Greg.
Did I? I'm pretty sure I didn't. I don't remember doing that.
On the call screener, it says right here for the Redskins ... And then he says, also, he told me he hates cats.
Well, I do not remember saying that, but I do not like cats, so maybe it came out.
But why would you have not remembered it? Greg, why don't you like cats, Greg?
I told you, I'm definitely allergic, man.
No, I understand, but how did you forget something you just told Brendan a few minutes ago? It's amazing to us.
Well, because I definitely didn't say anything about it, but
this
if he says
weird.
I did, I might have.
It's a game of he said, and now we don't know who said it. Or it's a line from a movie that just has gone awry.
In what context did he say that he hated cats?
Yeah, how did I even reference cats in any way, shape, or form?
Well, it's okay if you hate cats, Greg. It's fine.
I'm sorry. We've derailed your what I want.
But real quick before we get back, seriously, though, I do want a quick closure on this. What did he say? In what context did he say he hated cats?
He just kind of said it after he was done talking about his Redskins, what he wants. He wanted everybody to know he hates cats.
Just drop that in there.
So weird, Greg.
That's weird, man.
Do you always just walk around telling people that, Greg?
Jinxy cat.
Yeah, sometimes I get the Tourette's going and it just pops out sometimes.
All right, that's weird, man. All right, here we go. He called in. Let's let him do his thing. Thank you for your honesty, Greg. All right, let's go.
Yes, sir. For us to win the next game, all my wife forgive me shame for taking off some days. Oh yeah, watching teams that lose.
Whoa,
we buried the lead here. Whoa. Greg's a singer. Greg, do you sing in a band?
Thank you. No, I don't. Just karaoke sometimes.
Wow, that was impressive. Am I wrong?
This is me saying you should sing in a band.
If I'm Randy Jackson or Simon Cowell.
Randy Jackson right now is going, dog.
Well, you killed it, bro.
Let's get one going, boys.
Very good.
You play any instruments? Let's get one going.
I don't play any instruments, but I'll be happy to show up and watch.
I lack talent in that area and other areas as well, but that is something.
Seriously, though, the cats thing was weird, but you're a good singer, so we'll let it slide.
I thought the entire cat thing was dreadful, but the singing was quite good.
Let's go to Mark in Fairfax. Why don't you like cats, Greg? Mark, what's up?
That went in a weird place.
I have to follow that.
It's not going to be easy.
It's not for Goff to be number one quarterback after week two. For Carr not to be number one quarterback after week three. For Smith not to be number one quarterback after week four. And go 0-4 and meet the 0-4 49ers in week five.
Got a lot in there.
There was a lot of meat on that bone, and he chewed it all.
He did.
There's nothing more annoying, incidentally, than when someone eats a wing, and you could just see that someone's eating wings. It's the wings, bones are on the plate, but there's just so much. There's still like skin because they never even touched part of the wing.
Back in the day when we used to have the wing off and I was doing nights, right, when we had to host them, the defending champion, a guy that was a machine, he basically was a wood chipper for wings. He ate everything, man. Gristle, bone, doesn't matter. He just threw it in there and like spun it once and threw it down. He lost in his title defense because of that very thing. Because imagine, by the way, the job of having to count wing carcasses. And that was like, that's what you did. What are you doing tonight? I'm counting wing carcasses to see who wins. In the finals,
pretty gross.
He had a couple that we thought were done that turns out it weren't, knocked him down a total, and there was a new champion. Mm. It was controversial, but the wings in question were pointed out. It was like, look, there's extra meat on that bone.
There's some meat there. Mike and Reston, you're on the fan.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Doing great. Let's go. What I want
is for the Redskins offense and defense to be good and at the same time. I'm not asking for great. I'm not asking for amazing. I'm not asking for elite. I'm asking for good.
That's pretty funny. Just be good at the same time. It's like saying, I want the Nats to pitch and hit in one game. Let's go to Billy and Dumfries. Hey, Billy.
All right, I'm ready.
A young Bill Haywood must be allowed to speak his mind. Go for it. What I want.
is Doxson to play and not sit and to hear more Sergio dip, because that would be really cool.
You crowbarred in a Sergio dip reference, and it rhymed. You might have won the day.
That's a tip of the old cap there.
Although Greg really can sing. Greg is a legitimate singer.
I'm always amazed when people like for example, I sound like this, right? This is how I talk. But then when I sing, it's kind of, that's how you can see the link. Mm-hmm. Greg sounded like a normal dude, then went to this like whole other place for singing. And you're like, what about that gear? You're just driving around in this like old beater. Next
like
thing you know,
British
you hit the knocks.
Who sings without the accent. Always amazes me.
Having the time of his life.
I don't understand why your accent goes away when you sing.
Why does it do that?
How does that happen?
Why does it do that?
I've always, it's like that in airplanes. Those are the things, there's others, but those are the main things I think the most about.
Like you can't sing? Like that's what's so weird to me is like there have been British bands that like they keep their accent, they're not as successful.
Are there?
Yeah. So
British bands that sing with a British accent?
Yeah, so like these guys that are like sort of like the punk rock style with like, no matter what they do, I'm singing like this too. Like they do that, and it's like part
but
of it.
But when they start to sing and not talk.
They still have it.
Are you sure?
Yeah, but they're not successful.
I've never heard of them.
No one knows them. Hmm. But the bands that everyone else is like, they're so aggressively British, and you get to play the, really? They're British game?
Let's go around the NFL next. Andy Barron's fantasy football at 1:00. Stuart Mandel college football 1:30. We're Grant and Danny.